welcome to another episode of the Consulting Spark Podcast. This is John Jantz with Duct Tape Marketing, and my guest today is James Bosma of Lyft Communications. So, James, thanks for joining us.
No problem, John. Happy to talk.
So, tell me how you got started in this marketing business.
Well, so I started my working life. I don't want to give you my whole life story, but I started working life as a copy editor and proofreader for a small local book publisher. So I started with content, and I have always loved that. But I moved into educational publishing and kind of worked through the ranks of that to be an acquisitions editor, and I managed a national list of college business textbooks. But one of the themes of my working life is sort of dissatisfaction with corporate bureaucracy. Mm-hmm. So after about 13 years, I tired of the sort of Groundhog Day nature of that business and decided it was time for change. So I went back to school for marketing communications, corporate communications actually, and then I got into working as a marketing director for Canada's leading green energy brand, and worked for them for about 4 years, and then again I got tired of the bureaucracy in that business and some other things, and was a stay-at-home dad for a few years. And during that time, I learned all about WordPress, and I started to see opportunities and was encouraged by different people in my life to kind of look into sort of freelance marketing consulting, and that's been a really good fit for me.
Well, so where that leads us then to Lyft. Tell me about Lyft today and what you where you're going ultimately.
Yeah, so at Lyft, I focus mostly on small business clients, and for the last 5 years or so, I have been doing primarily initial brand improvement, brand identity work, and then the core of what I've been doing is WordPress website development for my clients. But where I see things going, and the whole reason I've been so excited to be part of the Duct Tape Marketing Network, is just the opportunity to help my clients improve their total online presence and approach marketing as an ongoing system, and have a much better framework to do better ongoing digital marketing. I also see that as just sort of protection for me for the changing landscape of marketing, because I'm not so siloed into one specific area.
Right. So what's been the hardest thing about starting a business?
I would say the hardest thing for me on an ongoing basis is that while I love change, if I look back on different challenges, I think one of the hardest things is uncertainty around how to do certain specific things. So when I started the business, I didn't know much about accounting, or bookkeeping. So that was a bit of a challenge. And right now it's kind of integrating the new duct tape marketing packages into my system. And so, that to me is the biggest challenge. And what I've done to overcome that is just learn to rely on my network of support and ask people who have done these things before and get good advice and just jump in.
So getting clients, particularly a fairly new business, is probably job number one. What's been a couple of your kind of go-to to get in front of ideal clients?
Yeah, so I've kind of got a three-tiered approach for that. The first one is to go back to my existing clients and educate them on some of the new options that I have available for them and how they're going to help them improve their businesses. Mm. The second one would be to partner with other strategic partners. Mm-hmm. and to really help those strategic partners understand what I do, and then go into bigger corporate clients and offer services for them. And then a third thing, and I'm not even going to remember what my third one was. I knew I had three. I can't remember what the third one is.
No worries at all. So the flip side of an earlier question, what's your favorite thing about what you get to do right now?
I would say the favorite thing about what I do is the satisfaction I get from a job well done. So when things kind of, and that's going to change with the new systems because they're ongoing, but I really love when I can sit down with a small business owner who is really good at what they do, but maybe not as good on the marketing side of things. And when they recognize the results of the efforts and are really happy about that, that's where I get the most joy from the work that I do.
So a great deal of marketing consulting today involves kind of staying ahead of change and all the things that are, you know, your clients are concerned about or read about. Where do you go to kind of keep up to date and fresh on things, or even to get inspiration?
Yeah, so as far as inspiration, I turn to books and to podcasts, and a couple of things have been pretty inspirational for me. One is Michael Gerber, and I know you know all about Michael Gerber, but his sort of systemizing process has been pretty influential on me. Other people, Troy Dean, who runs a WordPress business development online program called WP Elevation, he's been pretty influential and has helped me refine my website development processes. Donald Miller and StoryBrand, his approach have been helpful for me. Somewhat limited in how I can use them, but the narrative approach has been pretty useful. And then other people like Malcolm Gladwell, Seth Godin. And one thing I've discovered recently, I know it's been around a while, but Blinkist. I'm really loving Blinkist and how it can allow me to, quote unquote, read books really quickly and absorb new information. So those are some of the things I use. And then I'm always amazed at how few people understand the power of a Google search. And I would say probably 10% of my day is spent putting questions into Google about how to do specific things. And I usually have the answer within about 10 seconds. So.
Yeah, amen. There's no reason to be in doubt about anything. Although it's really put an end to any, you know, great like barroom arguments about, you know, like
there's a great comedy comedic piece by Pete Holmes about how we no longer need to not know things anymore. Yeah, so true. Worth looking up.
All right, so James, how do people find you and more about your business?
Yeah, so my website is at liftcommunications.ca. I'm in Canada. And so they can definitely visit that site. And definitely if they're local, I would love to talk to people who are looking to improve their local presence, their online presence here in the Waterdown, Burlington area here in Ontario, Canada.
Great. Well, James, thanks for joining us today. And hopefully we will run into you soon at a duct tape event.
Thanks a lot, John. Great to talk.